If it all goes south, I
you're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley, you finished
Dawn.
Something on Netflix that I've watched one half of an episode.
Yeah, that tells me a lot, actually.
Uh-oh.
The fact that you've only watched one half of the episode, I've got questions,
okay.
But we'll get to those in a moment. But yeah, no, if you haven't seen Three Body Problem on Netflix, and Mike, remind me, you haven't seen this either?
That's next on our list.
Okay, I think you should watch it,
cool.
And I actually enjoyed it, but I will say, I went on a journey with this show. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but for those of you who don't know, Three Body Problem, it's a sci-fi series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially the thrust is, scientists start dying all over the planet. You don't know why, but pretty quick you learn aliens. That's all I'm going to say. And there's just like a roller coaster from that. It is thrilling. It is global. There are people from all over. There are some great actors. There's some really interesting techniques the way they film this. There's also some really interesting sort of ethical dilemmas that are posed. So
yeah. You
have a lot to do in every episode. Jamie's not watching this because every time I turn on a sci-fi, not every time, but a lot of times I turn on sci-fi.
What happened?
And he'll be like, that's dumb. Because aliens or something, right?
Oh,
and he just doesn't,
yeah.
He's not that kind of sci-fi person.
Yeah.
Like, he will watch Star Wars. What's that Star Wars series?
Oh,
Mandalorian.
So yeah.
So he loved Mandalorian, for
okay.
example. But then he'll sit down and watch, you know, a sci-fi series that I'm really into, like Foundation or
something
Star Trek.
It's not in a whole nother world. It's based here and a probability that it could happen.
Maybe that's it. I also think he's just like really familiar with Star Wars, and anything beyond that is kind of like he doesn't have the space for. So whatever the reason, he sat down, watched an episode and was like, I'm not watching this. It's dumb. And I was like, okay, well, you're dumb and I'm going to watch it.
And you go eat some of my marmalade.
And he said, it's bitter. And then he goes to bed because it's 8:30. Anyway,
no,
so I get
so
to stay
much.
Up. That's when I watch my programs.
Oh, gosh.
And then I go to bed at 9:30. Anyway, so watched all the episodes. It's like 8 episodes. So it's an easy watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a ride. And I will say, do you ever watch a show and you want it to be better than it is? But then also, like, it's more than that. Like, it is really good, but it's also not as good as I wanted it to be. And I think part of the problem is it's the first season. And I think it's what will determine if it's a really good series is season 2.
I see.
If and when, and hopefully there will be a season 2, it just didn't wrap up in a way that I wanted.
Oh.
It wrapped up in a way that made me think, oh, well, there has to be a season 2, and I just want to get there. So I think impatience is sort of my
hesitation. Maybe it just didn't fulfill the questions that were raised.
Definitely not.
And then you
got
to the
end. I didn't get to see no aliens. That's always the thing, right? Like,
yeah.
I just want to go see the aliens, please.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe the second season will, you know, give me the payoff that I wanted. But I did find myself going like, is this what are we doing?
Yeah.
This is some stuff.
Yeah. So what were the problems? Like, whenever you thought about it, like, what made you ponder? Like, could you give a...
Oh, like the ethical stuff?
The ethical stuff.
Oh, that's a great question. So I don't want to give too much away. So I'm trying to think of how best to describe this. But there is a threat, and you have to defeat the threat.
Okay.
In order to defeat the threat, you are given the option of, you know, it's a classic thing of like, do you do this thing that will lead to a bunch of people being killed?
Yeah.
But it's going to benefit the greater good.
Oh,
like those kinds of things.
Sure.
Those ethical dilemmas. Also, ooh, here's one. I think I can say this without giving anything away. Oh, gosh, I don't know. If you could. Now, this is not what happens in the series. I'm going to try to, like, change this a little bit.
Okay.
But, like, if you could communicate with aliens.
Yes.
Okay, that's all you need to say. Because that there is a moment where you're like, do it, do it, don't do it, do it, do it, don't do it, do it, do it, don't do it.
Oh, nice.
And so then you want to see what happens as a result, and I won't give anything away. You will see what happens as a result.
Mm.
And it's things like that, like, what would you do if we were confronted with aliens?
Right. So, right? Yes, yes. I love it. And I do want to watch it. We just haven't had... We're gaming a lot right now.
So you're playing a game?
Games,
like,
yeah.
Which game?
Well, one is called Yakuza Zero. There are 7 games. Yakuza is the Japanese word for mafia Yakuza in Japan.
Yeah.
And so that is what we're focusing on.
Okay.
And so then I'm also still playing Legend of Zelda.
So when are you going to be done with those? Because I'm going to need you to finish the series and then talk to me about it.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know, but he is always
open.
Are
we talking like 6 weeks or 6 years?
Oh, God, not 6 years. No, that's fair. 6 weeks. But
wow,
we have to take time out.
Do you not like watch TV when you're in a game?
Well, right now we haven't been watching a lot of TV, honestly.
Okay.
We're watching 90 Day Fiancé and catching up on that. But I did force him to watch it when we were babysitting.
Well, here's the when you were babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You were babysitting for Paul McGuire Grimes.
Yeah, that's right. We put her to bed and I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's watch this because I wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Well, when you and MC are done playing the games,
Yakuza.
Are you? What?
Yakuza.
Yakuza. When you're done playing your games, then you need to finish Three Body Problem because I'm going to have some questions. Mike, I think you would both like it and... I just want you to watch it so that I can be like, did we like that?
I'll just watch it without him.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, we've got 2 episodes of Monarch left, and then we're heading over to Three Body Problem. The one thing I will say is this is from the same guys who did Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is also adapted from a novel trilogy. So yeah, this very much sounds like they're probably laying that foundation.
Yeah.
They don't have, I've been looking up, they haven't approved it yet. It hasn't been officially renewed for a season 2 and 3, but yeah, the creators are basically saying it's going to be really wild in the best possible way.
Well, and it's also one of those things where I want to go read the books now,
yeah,
but now I kind of don't because I want to just wait for the series.
Sure.
So it's that thing of like, I need more because I can't tell if this is just going to be bad or if it's just that I am overly anticipating
yeah,
what's coming next. You know, yeah, like, come on. Yeah. I got to see them aliens.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Dawn, on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, which is why the show is on name with Bradley
our
and Dawn.
Names, yeah.
I need you to talk about our good friend Tori Spelling, because we have been following her. You told us a story about her yesterday.
I'm worried about her.
I know you're worried about her, and I'm going to set your worries at ease when we come back right here on My Talk.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your dental health is super duper important. Don't waste your time putting off going to the dentist. So if you haven't made an appointment in a while, or if you haven't just been to the dentist in a while, look, totally understandable. Life gets in the way sometimes, but let's always remember that your dental health is key. Easiest way to get back on track, just pick up the phone, call Dakota Dental. The team is ready and waiting, and I know that they have appointments very, very quickly. So if you want something this week, you can probably still get in, but if not, they'll have an appointment that works for a time, or works at a time for your schedule. So pick up the phone, call Dakota Dental today for those regular checkups and cleanings, and make sure you're putting your 2024 benefits to great use. That's what I do. That's why I've been going to Dakota Dental for years. They're a great family dentist. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Furnish your home. Furnish your life at Yetzer's.
Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 1071. That is what you're listening to. If you listened yesterday or the podcast, you might have heard me talking about Tori Spelling and her problem with her four storage units. We were hilariously laughing at a euphemism at the time, but if you sifted through all of that, you would know.
She was digging in her storage unit.
She had four full storage units, and she doesn't know if she's going to be able to make the payment on May 1st.
Well, Dawn, I just want you to know Tori Spelling is going to be okay.
She is?
Yeah, at least according to her mom, who, by the way, was attending the MoCA Gala 2024 at the Geffen Contemporary in MoCA in Los Angeles on Saturday, April 13th.
Do they serve mochas there?
MOCA, it's some acronym, and I'm sure it's something fancy.
Oh, I thought it was like
artsy fartsy,
you know, chocolatey coffee drinks.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I'd like to go to the MoCA Gala.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that is where People Magazine caught up with Candy Spelling, and I thought, this is so wonderful. So just imagine this going down. She's at a celebrity gala. People is there. I don't know who the people are. Like in this case, let's see if there's a name. Esme Matseo and Topher Gok Roger. So they were.
Esme Matseo, one of my favorite people writers.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, we hear her name a lot, actually.
Yeah. No, she's.
She's got some hot takes.
She's an OG. Anyway, the moral of the story is imagine you're at a celebrity gala. And none other than Candy Spelling is there. And you're like, hey, I got to ask you about Tori. What's going on? And she's like, well, you know, she split from Dean. She really needed support. And it really meant a lot to me to be able to help her.
Mm.
Everything's good.
Oh.
And, you know, she went on. However, what she's essentially saying is, I got her back. I will take care of her. She's good now. It, you know, the fact that Tori reached out and I can help her makes me happy. And I just love that she's like dropping this at a like celebrity gala.
I know
that she's like financially supporting because, you know, they were not on the best of terms.
Exactly.
For years.
And everyone's like, just get money from your mom.
Exactly. She did at the time. Well, at the time it was recently that she said through there was a source and they quote the source that she, Candy, has given, so this was not at the actual gala, but she just doubled down on this. She's given Tori assurances that her and her kids would absolutely be taken care of and there should be no financial insecurity moving forward. So anytime Tori is making it sound like she can't pay her bills or do anything, I just want to remind you that her mother is Candy Spelling, the heir and widow of the late Aaron Spelling.
Who had a $56,000 foot mansion.
Yeah. So she's fine. The kids are fine. So when she goes on her podcast and tells you that she doesn't know how she can make her storage container payments, she's not telling the truth because her mom's going to take care of her.
Well, maybe they're working up to a reality show where I would love to see a reality show with Candy and Tori helping Tori get her life back together.
That would be nice. I would just like to see her on a Celebrity Storage Wars episode.
She would freak out.
You know, were they, well, not if she was catching a check.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, but she has a really hard time letting go of things.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I have a storage unit.
You do have a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have worked to, if I remember correctly, because we talked a little bit about it yesterday, to empty your storage unit.
Oh, not all the way.
Yeah.
Just 7 boxes.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
So how much more do you have to go?
I have so many that say books.
Okay.
Which are heavy to move. I've already read them. Why do I have these?
So why do you?
I will see when I open them up. You know what I mean? Like, there's some books that are my favorite books. That
I mean, are you working to get rid of the storage unit?
I am, like, there is no deadline. I don't have a hard deadline.
So why are we putting it off? What else you got going on?
Well... let's see. I do ghost hunting and I have to listen to a lot of audio and I'm lazy.
Okay. Do you, I mean, like, is there stuff in there that you can just like turn around and sell or you have plans for? Or it's just a matter of like, I'm waiting until we have a bigger home or what?
No, not that. I think that part of this is I have a hard time letting go of things because I feel like I'm erasing my past. You know what I mean? I hold on to things. And I'm like, oh, well, if that's gone, then I won't remember that I did that.
Yeah.
That's such a stupid
thing. You know what you do, though, for that? Take a picture.
Oh, take a picture.
That's all I do. I mean, honestly, we talked about this yesterday, and I said at the time, once you learn how to let go of the emotion of an object, it is such a fun experience because then you can just start dumping things in the trash or giving it to charity, et cetera.
I feel like I have to wait until I'm in the mood.
Okay. Well,
and
what mood
is
that going to be?
I don't know. It'll just strike me. I'm kind of a person that's like, oh, I'm in the mood to get rid of stuff today.
So it's not going to happen for a while.
Well,
because I think we remember correctly from the last segment, Mike, she is deep in a game.
I'm deep in a game. Oh, a game. Like, oh, yeah. I wish I was better about this. I'll say that. I wish I was better about going there, doing the hard work. It's just a little bit at a time. And, you know, I don't know. I think I need somebody to help me say, do you need this?
Okay.
You know.
Well, can't you have MC do that?
Yeah, but I think that that's a little dangerous.
Why?
Because I now am defending my life. I feel like
you're defending your life.
The reason why,
my God, that's so dramatic.
The reason why I can't have my stuff.
If you don't throw this out, you're gonna die.
No, not that. Like my old life. I feel like, you know, since I moved in with him, I don't have the room, and that's why. But I'm choosing to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like all my stuff doesn't fit in his house. So I feel like I'm giving up.
Well, that's
more
why I don't understand. Like, if you have a storage unit that's got stuff that is just not going to fit in your current experience, then you can just hold on to it until you get a different experience.
Yeah.
So either let that go.
Yeah.
Or if you're really trying to let go of some stuff, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I need to go through there more and just like, I need to have a day where I just commit to getting rid of half. Because then if I could reduce to a smaller unit, that would be even better.
Sounds like you need some motivation.
What I really want to do is be a different person and sign up for the same place for $24 because that's their special for moving in right now.
Oh, wow.
I pay $165 now. It just went up to $165.
Okay. Well, maybe give them a call and say, hey, can we work something out?
Yeah. I'm sure they're like, yeah, you can work out selling your storage unit.
That's right. They're like, maybe you could clean out that storage unit. All right. Well, We'll work on your issues as well as Tori Spelling's, but not when we come back, because when we come back, you need to work on another issue. In fact, you wanted to talk about the air conditioning. You're having an issue at home with AC.
That's true.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
It's storming. Oh my gosh. Maybe you should turn the air conditioner off. It's the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. So this,
turn the air conditioner on.
Well, this last weekend was pretty hot. Did you notice?
I mean, it was definitely warmer.
It was warmer for sure.
Yeah.
And it was pretty stuffy.
Yeah.
And I thought, I like the air conditioner.
Okay.
But I know.
Why didn't you turn it on?
Well, because there's sort of I wouldn't call it a battle. But there is a definite feeling of when we should turn the air conditioner on or not.
You're talking about you and MC, partner.
Yes, MC
in
and
your
his
home,
AC.
You are arguing over the air conditioning when it goes on and off?
Yeah,
well,
it's not really...
Go ahead.
It's not really an argument, but...
Well, what is it?
I would say that he has a certain idea about leaving it off for as long as possible.
Are you passively aggressively fighting between the two of you of when to turn the AC on?
I always just go, yeah, we shouldn't turn it on. But in my heart of hearts, I want it on.
So then why don't you say, let's turn it on? Oh, so you're not even telling him you want to turn it on?
No.
Oh.
But I did last night.
Okay, and?
And he fought back and said, I told you we can turn it on.
That's
not
fighting
a problem.
Back? Wait a minute. No. Okay. Let's understand this.
Yeah.
This is different than what I expected. So you're saying that you want to turn on the AC because it's hot out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you thought to yourself, I can't because he doesn't want it on.
Yeah.
But you don't know that because you haven't asked him. And when you actually said something about the air conditioning, he said, yeah, you can turn it on.
Yeah.
So but there really is no disagreement here.
There isn't a disagreement, but I know how he feels about the electricity bill.
Okay.
And he, I think in his, he wants to be able to be like, you can do whatever you want. But I think he really just wants to keep it off for as long as possible because he spends most of his time in the basement, which is cooler.
So that's writing. That's what I like to call writing fiction.
What do you mean?
Because he hasn't actually said no.
Oh, I know, but I want to try to respect the fact that the electricity bill is high.
Okay.
And he's just one of those people that, like, I feel like I'm a little bit more absent-minded. I do turn off lights, but it's because he needs them turned off. You know? It's okay. Kind of like living with your dad.
What it sounds like is you're trying to respect what you think are his expectations, but maybe those aren't even actually his expectations. It's the expectations you think he has.
Yeah. I know he has them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because he always talks about the electricity bill.
Oh, okay.
And it's like he just can't. He's one of those people that actually look at the notice that says like, hey, your electricity bill is twice as much as all of your neighbors around you.
Oh, yeah. Jamie does that, too. I told you this. I get an email that says, good job. Like whenever we are better than our neighbors in terms of energy usage.
Jamie sends you an email?
Yeah, he will respond because he gets the email that says this is how you're doing.
Yeah.
And he'll send it to me like, good job, as if you're doing a great job keeping the lights off. And I'm like, this is not, I do not pay attention to any of this at all.
You just ignore it.
I want to turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Now, we have our own passive aggressive, which is mostly aggressive, very little passive. A conversation about this. So I thought you were like, the two of you were secretly trying to outwill each other to get your way.
Oh.
So this doesn't sound like that.
No, it doesn't. But like when I'm hot and I pass by that nest and it says 73.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
why is it at 73?
Well, it's off. There's nothing on. He is in his happiest place whenever it's the time of year where you don't have to turn on the heat or the air.
Yeah.
And so he wants to prolong that as long as possible.
Sure.
And this is the time of year where it's like, it's just like, it's all over the place.
So how are you going to get your way? Because this is the important part. You want to be cooler, right?
I want to be cooler.
Okay. So how are you going to achieve this goal? Mike, we have to, check in on Mike because I don't know if he's playing for the right team.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the air conditioning, Mike? Because here's the thing. I think Dawn and I are on the same side. I tend to want the AC on.
I want to be comfortable.
I want the AC and the heat on as quickly as possible. Mike, how do you feel?
Well, it's a little different in an apartment. We've ran the AC for a good part of the winter because it naturally just gets way too hot in our place.
Okay.
So, no, we definitely are. It's got to be cold at night, like 67, 66 at night. And then living time, it's like 69.
Okay, so we're all playing for the right team.
We're on the right side.
All right. So back to you, Dawn.
Yeah.
You need to achieve this goal.
Yeah.
How are we going to get you to do this? Like, what's the biggest stumbling block? I mean, what's to stop you from just doing it?
My stumbling block is just like, I don't want to, I feel sort of like I'm a guest in the house. And the stumbling block is he gets really worried about the electricity. And so.
Does he? Or is that you're just afraid he will?
No, he does. He does. Okay. He talks about it all the time.
Okay.
And I feel like, well, is this like a passive aggressive way to say do better? I don't know.
Ask him.
I did.
And?
And he goes, I turned the lights off. And he admits like he has two kids that don't ever.
Also, you're living in this house, right?
I am. Yeah.
So if you want to be warmer or cooler.
Yeah. I want the air conditioner on with the blanket on. That's what I want.
Yeah. And you should have that. Now, look, you might have to come to some accommodation, but what's to stop you from just turning it on?
There is nothing stopping me from turning it on. I'm just trying to respect the fact that that's very important to him.
Yeah.
But my thought is, if you want to save money, there are other ways to do it. Like, don't go out to eat as much. Or, I don't know.
I would like to say a thing, but you can say it.
No.
No, go ahead. Because you were talking about it earlier.
Oh, I don't remember. You have to remind me. You say it.
Just that perhaps what this is really an opportunity to do is you want to point to him and show him all of the things that he's doing that are not energy efficient.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There isn't a lot other than the fact that we have an electric car and he installed a big charger in the,
that's what I'm talking
in
about.
Your garage. So I think the electricity is higher because of the electric car.
Yeah.
you know. But yeah, he knows that. He knows it's higher because but turning off a light in the closet and not remembering
to do it. You're
saying
he's focused too much on little things that aren't making a big impact. Meanwhile, he's got a car that's sucking juice out of the house.
Yeah, I would say.
And the air conditioner would probably, well, I don't know the energy efficiency of an air conditioner versus an electric car, but something tells me they're probably not, there's probably not a huge
difference
between them.
It's a toss up. I don't know, but I feel like I am turning off lights as much as I can.
Yeah.
But in my independent days, when I didn't live with anyone, I didn't give an S if I left the bathroom light on all day.
Oh, of course.
And every kitchen cabinet open.
I will say I do have my dad in the back of my head, which says turn the lights off when you leave a room, close the cabinets. Because yes. I used to always just leave cabinets open constantly and drawers open.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Maybe I still do once in a while. Jamie doesn't need to call in right now. It's fine.
But yeah, there's some part of me that feels like I'm living with my dad.
Okay, well,
you know,
I mean.
But, you know, what are you going to do about it? That's his personality, you know.
What do you want to do about it?
I don't know. Not feel like I'm like, oh my God, I made a mistake and I left a light on. It's not like he waits at home for me to get home and he's like, all right, well, we need to have
a talk. Yeah, I've met MC several times.
Yeah.
Unless he is a total Jekyll and Hyde, he doesn't seem like the kind of person that would come up to you and say, don't you dare turn on the AC.
Oh my God, never. He never would. But I do know that it irritates him if a light is left on because he's telling his kids all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm very like spacey sometimes and I leave a light on.
Okay.
And like,
it's okay. You're allowed to leave lights on.
But I feel like I need to be better.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But this was about you getting your AC on.
I know. But really, deep down, I feel like I got to do everything perfect, you know? But that's my own hang up. I know that there are people out there that have this battle about the air conditioner.
Oh, we do constantly. Like, in fact, Jamie and I, one of the things that we brought to therapy when we early on, because we went to therapy, because it just helped us talk about like how to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it was little things. This was the kind of stuff that would drive us nuts. Mm-hmm. It was the battle over the AC and the heater every single year. It doesn't sound like you're having that issue, though.
We
like,
aren't having that
I think
issue.
You're having a one-sided conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever you want.
That's true.
So
yes.
Maybe you should practice like exercising your will and seeing what happens.
Mm.
Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You go, oh, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think he's going to do if you turn on the AC?
Nothing.
Okay. So then what's stopping you?
I just feel like since there is such a concern that he has that he talks about a lot, the electricity bill,
yeah.
That the way that I can help is to not turn the AC on.
All right. Well, then maybe just get one of them. I don't know. Go on Amazon and
a
find one of those
fan.
Those neck things that you can
a
wear.
Neck fan.
It's like got ice in it.
Yes, that people wear at the fair.
And he's like, why
be
are you wearing? No, I know, right?
This little is fan with a little spray bottle connected to it. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm wondering right now if I turn the light off in the closet in our bedroom because that's the one I leave on the most.
Yeah.
But maybe I can rush home before he gets home.
Because he's not going to say anything anyway, right?
He wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Nope. He would just turn
it off.
Yeah,
I think you need to let it go. I think you need to let the light thing go because I think that seems like real low stakes. Yeah. Like, what were you going
to
say?
That's a drop in the bucket compared to either the AC or the car.
Oh.
You know, just a light being on is not going to be something
like,
that's...
Maybe the car is sucking a little more energy than that light.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get home and have a talk with him.
There you go.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm
you're not. I was going to say that's absolutely because he would be like, what? Turn
what?
It on. I don't care.
He doesn't want to sound like the bad guy on the radio. And I'm like, I'm not going to make you look like the bad guy.
Oh, I don't think you sound like literally every single couple who has differing opinions about when to turn the AC on and when not to. I swear that alone is probably one of the most common points of contention other than, you know, things like flushing toilets or not flushing toilets. I'm just thinking other sort of very rudimentary things that end up being way too, you know, dramatic.
Yeah. I think he lived in a home that, I mean, you know, all of our mothers, if we're at this age, we're keeping a home. Yeah. They kept the home tidy and they kept the home, you know.
Oh, I live with a person who will tell me on a daily basis how what the right way to do things is in a home. And I'm like, yeah, sure, great. It's your way. It's not the right way.
I love it. It's so sassy. I'm just trying to get along.
All right. When we come back here, I don't know that we solved your problem, Dawn. Mike?
You know what? I think that problem is deeper.
Oh.
But I don't, I just have to make it, like, I'm living here. This is my choice.
I think you need to feel comfortable living in your own house.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, Dawn. You are going to give us an update about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And we now know what led to their divorce. And you're going to tell us when we come back right here on Monday.
What's your fridge look like? What's inside? Is there gross old food in there? Well, Gypsy Rose Blanchard thought so with her husband, Ryan. That is the story here that we're seeing from TMZ. And if you haven't been following their journey, she just got out of prison 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. She married this guy. She'd been married as she was incarcerated for 2 years. And so she now has to live with a person that isn't a cellmate. But she felt like she was in a prison.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for her to get used to living outside of prison.
You know, and yeah, so now we've seen her traipsing about New Orleans with her ex-fiance, Ken, which isn't a good look. I'm sorry.
Well, especially 5 seconds after she announced she was getting divorced from her first husband.
Yeah, and a restraining order against him. Like, I'm not saying that she doesn't need one, but it seems a little weird whenever we're finding out that there were some moments that I think maybe everybody goes through. Like, counseling could help. Here are their issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
He buys food in bulk.
Wait.
Which she calls food hoarding.
The issues that she's having, the reason that she's getting divorced from him is because he likes Costco?
I think that's the way I read it. But she calls him a food hoarder. Now, this is according to a source, which if it's TMZ, it's probably her.
Yeah, or somebody connected to her.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it's calling up.
Because they're getting paid.
Exactly. So, you know, I guess he's the type of person that isn't, he has a full pantry. Okay? Like, it's stocked.
Oh, that's great. I mean, come to my house. I have a whole basement.
Yeah.
Full of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Also, she didn't like how much stuff he had in the fridge, which everybody's fridge is different. I mean, you know, what I prefer might not be what my partner prefers when it comes to how much stuff is in there, how long it's been in there. You know, it's just a different thing. These are all things that you can solve with counseling.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you looked around and said to yourself, what is the biggest challenge our relationship is facing? Well, he likes to buy toilet paper in bulk. That doesn't seem to be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be for me anyway. And if it were at the top of the list, I think you should start with counseling for you.
Oof.
And then maybe you'll come to the conclusion that that's just normal. Here's the piece of advice that I always, or that my mother taught me, was you better work on it with the person you're with, because if you don't, you're just going to work on it with the next person.
Yeah.
And so the quicker you work on it, the quicker it's going to.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're always going to have something. So if the worst that she is dealing with is Costco, I think
there's more.
Okay, what
more
else?
Things.
What else? Is he cheating on her?
No.
Is he spending all her money?
No.
Is he gambling?
Nope.
Is he cheating?
Not that I know of, no. But according to this TMZ article, there was the issue of a lot of food in the fridge that was old. She cleaned out the fridge one day when he went to work.
We're back at the fridge.
And he came home and got really mad because she threw out a bunch of food. Okay. Which, you know.
I live with someone who would get upset. Now, I wouldn't say mad, but I would hear about it if I threw away perfectly good food.
There was an argument.
Yeah.
All right. And so then she felt like, oh, it's reminding me of my mom, Dee Dee, because Dee Dee was a hoarder and Dee Dee would yell.
Okay. But remember what I said before?
Yeah.
That therapy thing?
Yes.
That's a normal reaction for someone who's been through trauma.
Yep.
So maybe she should work on the trauma. Actually, maybe the best solution is for her to just not be in a relationship right now and work on herself.
Thank you. Now, they were perfectly fine when she was in prison because they didn't have to be two human beings living together.
Yeah.
Another thing that he did wrong, he snored.
Okay, well, if snoring is grounds for divorce, I don't know why anyone in America is still married.
Exactly. Or just go sleep in another room. I don't know. Have two separate bedrooms.
Yeah, or do what I do and give an elbow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I want to do? Have I talked about this? So this just made me think I have a winning business idea, which is a stick.
Oh.
That you use. You keep it in your bedside table.
Yeah.
And maybe it's an unfolding stick. And then...
Unfolding stick.
Well, because, you know,
retractable like stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that when your partner starts snoring and you're not asleep yet.
Yeah.
You can just... Because I hate having to roll over and find a body part to nudge him with.
Oh, sure.
And so if I could just have a stick that I could like, so I can roll
over.
I got an
old selfie stick that's retractable and you could put like a sponge on the end. Yeah, because
you don't want it to be pokey. Just put like a Nerf ball on the end and just, because a few quick, and you got to do it quick though, because here's the thing.
They wake up.
You don't want them to, you want to put it away before they wake up because they're going to wake up and be like, what was that? And you just want to be like, oh.
It's a snore stick.
Snore stick. Somebody market that.
Oh my God.
All right, sorry, I derailed us.
This is an SNL product for sure.
No, I think it's truly an award-winning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Technology.
Someone's going to steal it. You better say, I am Bradley Trainer and I patent this idea on the
Trainer,
radio.
And just it, give it me, a, I just want a free one.
April.
Just send me a promotional one. I'll put it on Instagram. I'll do your social media for you. But seriously.
And you'll pay him.
If snoring is that much of an issue, honey, get used to it. Oh, there's more. Okay.
So far we have he stocks a lot of food. He doesn't clean out his fridge very
often.
He's
sounding pretty normal right now.
He snores and his body is a furnace in bed.
Oh,
and
again,
she likes
I live
a
with
cold
this person.
Bed.
I live with her man.
Yeah. The furnace.
Yeah.
Like he's hot in the night and she likes a cool bed.
Yeah.
It sounds like you want to sleep in your own bed, honey.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Or just get a king size bed.
Yeah.
And create some space. Well, these are normal human things.
These are normal things that can be so easily solved with couples counseling.
Yeah.
And also you need your own counseling because, honey, you've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because she keeps bringing up all these issues, when she moves in with Ken, her ex-fiance, which will happen, there's going to be issues with
him. If you don't think that she's going to have issues with him the minute he moves in with her, she just needs to learn how to live with someone. She needs to get a roommate. Actually, she needs to get a plant.
A plant.
And then a pet.
Yep.
And then a person. Like, you need to go. Because, again, she is emotionally traumatized, physically traumatized. Like, she has been through a lot, and I don't blame her for not being ready or capable of having a healthy relationship. That seems totally plausible and perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But with all the notoriety she's getting, all the money she's getting, hopefully she's putting it to use to get herself some help, because
maybe she does.
I'm afraid that what's going to happen is she's just going to have a bunch of people around her that want money from her and attention and celebrity and spotlight. And, you know, she's riding high on all the attention because she's, let's be clear, grown up with all that attention.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know how much that nose job costs, but.
Oh, I'm sure it was somebody did it for
free.
Don't you think?
Well, I'll have to look at her Instagram, see if she's given any shout outs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
To the doctor. So, but she could get a king size bed with that money. I don't know. Or upgrade. I know that he was in front of a trailer when he was talking in his video. So maybe they could, I don't know. I feel like I have all the answers for her, and it starts with counseling.
Yeah. Counseling would be a great start.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel bad for him because he's like, you know, but maybe I'm just falling in a trap that he wants me to fall into, which is he seems to be a pretty nice guy that's kind of innocent in all of this. But That's what tabloids want you to do. They want you to pick sides and like blame one of the people.
Yeah, but sometimes there are people to blame.
Yeah.
So who knows? True. I mean, you never know. And ultimately, he could be the bad guy and she's just not talking about it. But we don't have the benefit of that knowledge. So if all we can benefit from right now is the tabloids, if that is the truth, then it seems like she's got bigger issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he feels pretty confident in how he is portrayed on their reality show that's coming, because in his videos, he's like, just watch the show and you'll know why. So there you go.
Yeah, well, it's getting everybody excited to watch. And certainly at least one of us is going to be watching that on the show. And it's probably you.
Yeah.
When we come back on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, Dawn is, well, you're very rageful lately. I don't know if you knew this. You're carrying a lot of rage around and you're going to share it with us. Great. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.